When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Me and AU, Episode 12. Two to go.
New text post on Tuesday, August 4th.
Hey, Selkirk. If that giant pool of blood belongs to the person you're trying to make me think it does, then I need you to meet me behind the bleachers so we can fight. Oh my god, do we have to start a Deadpool? Is that what fandoms do when this happens?
Well, we know it can't be Tony. That's one down.
Thank you, weird curse immortality.
And it has to be too soon. Even if this was going to be a Barry or Gay show, we've only had 2 episodes of Grace and Jody.
3-ish, if you count the 5 minutes at the end of episode 9.
They've hardly talked to each other since they kissed. They have to talk to each other at least once before either of them can get killed off. Don't they?
I'm pretty sure Jody's actress is the most famous person in this cast. They probably can't kill her. Unless... Shit, do you think this is one of those, like, anyone can die twist things?
Oh, okay. It looks like Ray's put some screen caps online.
That woman is so fast.
There's definitely a rug or carpet under that blood. What was everyone standing on in their last scene?
Tony's still at the lake, but we already know he's fine.
What about the tourism center?
There's a carpet in at least a couple of the rooms, I think. So that's a question mark for Jody, Grace, and Arthur. What about Garrett?
We didn't see what it looked like inside that cabin, so...
It could still be anyone but Tony.
It looks that way.
I can't believe we have to wait a week and they didn't even give us a real preview.
Ugh. We should have seen this coming. TV writers love a third act character death.
Just because it's classic storytelling doesn't mean I have to like it.
At least this is the kind of show where a resurrection plotline wouldn't be out of order.
And if I have to ignore the canon, I will ignore the canon.
Right? Go Team Denial?
Go Team Denial. Hey, dude, isn't it almost midnight there?
I know. I was trying not to notice.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine. I should get some sleep. Unless you want to help me come up with an argument for why staying up until 3 a.m. on a work night is a good idea?
Okay, you know I'm the wrong person to ask, because I will, 100%.
Time zones are terrible.
The worst.
What are you going to do with the rest of your night?
Plan out my Tony brings Garrett back from the dead AU, just in case.
Tell me about it tomorrow.
I was gonna send you, like, 1,000 spammy emails while you were sleeping, to be honest.
Even better.
Oh, hey.
Hmm?
If it's basically midnight, then 2 weeks until we get to hang out. I mean, it's 2 weeks.
I knew what you meant. I guess I can start saying I'll see you soon, hey?
I guess.
Then I'll see you soon, Kate.
Yeah. See you soon, too.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, so getting back to your Ella thing.
What is that even a thing?
Okay, you were just like, we have to talk about the Ella situation now.
I don't sound like that.
No, you totally did. So, what's up?
It's complicated.
Ooh, is this an ex situation?
What?
Because no judgment. My high school ex and I still text way too much.
No, we haven't. She's not my ex.
She's not straight, is she?
Definitely not.
Taken?
No.
Could you give me a hint?
She doesn't live here.
Oh, okay. Vancouver?
Toronto. Well, Mississauga or something?
That explains some stuff. I get it. Long distance isn't for everyone.
I mean, it's not. It would suck not being in the same space. But there's video chat and email and texting. We talk all the time, and plane tickets are a thing, right?
Wait, I'm confused now.
She's like so cool and smart and funny, and she's pretty, and I'm gonna see her in less than 2 weeks, and I'm freaking out.
Right, the Selkirk Con. Are you gonna ask her out then?
What? No, God, no.
But you just said...
What if she says no?
Well, in that case...
No. Not even that. What if I meet her in person and she's, I don't know, mean to waiters? Just super mean. Or it could be me. I could smell bad. Terrible. Like pheromone level bad. Or maybe she'll think that my laugh is too loud. Or... she'll realize that I have nothing to talk about other than Selkirk episodes. I don't even have any goals. Did you know that? I'm supposed to graduate next year, and I have nothing I want to do except watch TV shows and, I don't know, I guess not starve to death? She's going to meet me, and then she is going to see that I'm a fraud, and I'm going to have to find a whole new social media platform and change my name just so I don't accidentally like one of her posts at 3 a.m.
Dude.
That was not supposed to come out like that.
Do you want me to get you another drink?
Could you maybe erase the last couple of minutes of your memory instead? How do you do it?
Do what?
Like be a person?
Don't look at me.
No, seriously. You're the most person-y person I know. I bet you went out more this week than I did all summer.
Yeah, because I still live in the town where I went to high school. Half my friends only visit for the long weekends. And most of the others will be gone the second school starts. Of course I've been busy all summer.
Come on. It can't be that bad. I know the university here isn't huge, but... it's not like there's no one our age around for miles.
Yeah, I still meet people. But Do you know how many gay and trans university students are actually planning to stick around Kamloops past graduation?
Like 6?
Lower.
Do you want to leave town?
I don't know. It's not like I'm doing anything special here. But it's not like I have anything special I want to do anywhere else either, you know? When I try to think about what I'd do, where I'd live, or even what city I'd want to go to, it all gets...
super overwhelming.
Yeah. I don't hate it here or anything. Sometimes I just feel... kind of stuck.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Hey, you know, if you ever wanted to at least, I don't know, audition a new city, I think there's a dorm room floor in Victoria with your name on it.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
One condition.
Okay.
Let me know when you ask Elle out.
What? Sorry, I can't hear you. I'm pretending that conversation never happened.
And I'm just saying...
Okay, then I'm also remembering the part where you said you'd buy me another drink.
Hey, I'm not complaining. Excuse me, can we get 2 more over here?
New text post on Tuesday, August 11th.
Penultimate episode. Here we go. I promise I'll be back to write a full analysis afterwards, but if I don't say much in the next hour, please assume it's because I'm too busy screaming at my television set and or a cunning plan.
Oh, thank the gods of TV! They only killed off Arthur! And Selkirk, I know what you're trying to do with this music and slow motion, but... I will not feel bad about you killing off my least favorite character by... Holy shit, did the monster bite his head off? So, spoilers, I guess. Poor dead Arthur did get to contribute one thing to the plot. When Tony and the gang went to roll up his headless body in a rug, there was a trap door underneath. And in the basement of the Selkirk Visitor Information Center, they found a summoning circle. And a leftover arm. And then everyone said the word homunculus enough times that it became a fandom meme. Turns out, both the werewolf homestead and the entrance to Fairyland were directly in the path of some big proposed oil pipeline. And there were enough people in town who'd do just about anything to make it go through. Including trapping some kind of demon thing in a body made out of spare parts and sending it out to incite a war. You know, normal oil industry stuff. They did a funeral scene for Arthur, too. It was good. A little heavy on the speeches. And then that was it. My favorite TV show of the entire summer was down to one more episode. I mean, except for one last cliffhanger.
Tony! Dude, hey, where are you going?
I'm gonna go see what this immortality thing can really do. Wish me luck.
Me and AU is a Procyon Podcast Network production. You can find transcripts for every episode of the show, as well as information about our other podcasts at procyonpodcasts.com.
The voice of Kate is Philomena.
The voice of Ella is Alisa Park.
The voice of Stuart is Puck Malamud.
The voice of Garrett is Sam B. Wynn.
The voice of Tony is Ben Moody.
Hey everybody, Andrea here with a quick programming update. Given the holiday season, we're going to take a quick break between episode 12 and episode 13. Our next episode will be out January 7th, 2021. If you're celebrating this holiday season or have been celebrating already, from me, the cast, and the crew, I wish you a safe and happy one. We'll see you next year. This episode was written and produced by Andrea Clausen, with sound design by Aaron Bauman. Our theme song is by Samantha Jean Rivers, logo by Alex Yoon. Find us on Twitter and Tumblr at @MeAndAUPod.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Oh, hello. Welcome to the Goblin's Head. What can I get you? Coming right up. There you are. What's that? Oh, you want to know about adventurers. Are you looking to hire one or become one? Ah, just the information. Yes, we do get plenty of adventurers through here. Lots of folks off on quests or selling their services, but I admit, those five, over there in the corner, they are a bit special. Why? Well, there comes a point where an adventurer turns into a hero, doesn't there? Oh, them in particular. They've got quite the story. They didn't like each other very much at the beginning, but since then they've grown quite close. At least I think that's the case. They do still argue often. When they're not bringing wild animals in here, or summoning magical creatures into the dining room, or casting spells, that is. Honestly, the building can only take so much... Oh, what's that? I wouldn't like to tell tales. Everything I know is secondhand. I'm always here, see. I only hear what they say while they're at the inn. Where can you learn more? I suppose you'll have to ask them. Is there anything else I can get you? In Between. That's in with two N's. A story of the adventure between the adventures. Find us on a podcatcher near you, or at thegoblinshead.com.